Well, we're going to talk Tivoli Fest this morning as the Danish villages experience a burst of Tivoli this 2012, coming up on Memorial Day weekend. We're going to talk with Steve Rold this morning, who is the chair of this year's Tivoli Fest extravaganza. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How are you doing today?
I'm just fine, thank you. Tivoli Fest, it somewhat stays the same year to year, but then it somewhat changes year to year as well, as you keep trying to keep folks very interested and more excited than ever.
Yeah, we try and bring back a lot of the more popular things that we have every year, like the parade or the Milder Mermaid Run. But we also got a few new things this year. We also got Tivoli Feud, which is a kind of a take on Family Feud that we're doing down at the Windmill Stage before the fireworks. We're bringing back the sand volleyball tournament, which is always popular. And we always have the parade to do. So a lot of things going on. Sunday, we also have the Tour de Tivoli bike ride, which is a 26 to 50-mile bike ride. You can pick which distance you travel there. It kind of loops around the countryside all around the Danish villages. So lots for people to do.
Well, always a lot of activities, and it seems like there are a lot of activities for just about anyone. Doesn't matter what your athletic or physical ability is, what your interests are, there are always things to find that will keep you busy.
No, absolutely, absolutely. You can either do any of those sporting events. We also have, there's the beer garden. There's a lot of vendors, a lot of craft vendors, and Danish folk dancing, a lot of shows. I know Lisa down at the Windmill, she's planned a lot of really great entertainment this year for people to come down and stop by. And Kimbleton has a few things going on too. They're opening up the new Genesis Art Studio, which is going to showcase some local and regional artist talent. So if you're an art appreciator, you can swing by there and check things out once you get done looking at the mermaid.
Absolutely. Always a lot of good things to do and wander around. And usually some businesses have some pretty good deals going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's going to be a few sales, and a few vendors selling arts and crafts and antiques all up and down the street. So you'll be able to find a lot of unique things that maybe you wouldn't normally be able to do on a weekend or in the Danish villages.
Well, we have to talk Vikings, too. Are they coming back?
The Vikings will be back. They're going to be across the street from the Windmill. They'll be reenacting all day long, doing demos, and they'll have a little Viking market where they'll be selling goods. So they're always a lot of fun for the kids to talk to and learn about a little bit of that part of the Danish and Norwegian history.
Where do you find all these different performers? So many Danish-specific performances, from music to entertainment to dance to, well, the Vikings, for example, too. Where do you find all these folks?
Oh, just from all over the countryside. There's a lot of people that are just really proud of their Danish heritage. We get them coming out of Omaha, out of Des Moines, clear up Wisconsin. We even have one of the Viking reenactors coming in all the way from California just because he's so excited to be a part of Tivoli Fest. So really, we got a nice cross section of experts and weekend warriors for that kind of stuff to present to people.
You bet. Well, you can't talk Tivoli Fest without talking food, right?
No. Oh, absolutely not. We got all kinds of vendors. We're going to have open face sandwiches at the town hall, and we'll be doing Evel Skiver both days, starting at 8 a.m., I believe. Yeah, 8 a.m. Evel Skiver opens up. You'll have Medista poles, so a lot of really great Danish foods going around the town that you'll be able to try and sample a few varieties of.
Well, Evel Skivers will be available before and after the parade.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely, they will.
Is the fire department doing their barbecue again?
The fire department will be doing a all-day beer garden, and then they'll be doing a local or a town square dance or street dance. They'll have a DJ, and they'll be doing that kind of run through the evening fireworks then.
Okay.
And beyond, I guess the street dance actually runs till 1 o'clock, so they'll be doing that in the city park.
Yeah, it's really a full 2 days of events coming up this Saturday and Sunday, May 26th and 27th, and the Saturday schedule just absolutely jam-packed. It's from time you get up to the time you go to bed again with things going on, and Sunday's a very busy day as well. So you always encourage folks to kind of wander around, park someplace, then wander around and find what you want.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what's so great about the Danish Villages is a lot of it is in walking distance from one another. So you'll be able to see and check out things without having to work too hard work up a sweat too much walking around. So between the two villages, there are a lot of things going on for both days, between the mill entertainment stage, stuff up and down Main Street, antiques and vendors and entertainment in the park.
Can folks get a copy? Where can they find the complete list of things and activities, the map and all that kind of stuff, so they can find all the right stuff?
We have flyers that are in the Danish Village Voice, and they'll be printed in other papers as well. They can also go online to danishvillages.com and download a PDF of all the events and all the descriptions of everything that will be going on that weekend.
Okay. Great. Easy to do, and in fact, that's where I got a lot of my information here, too. A very composite list of things with kind of a newspaper setup, kind of a look to it, a flyer look to it, so you can read some different things. They've got the schedule. There's the map there as well. Lots of different bits of information there that will help you find what you need. Steve, you get a lot of folks that visit locally here. I know the folks will make the short drive there, but you do get a fair amount of folks that come from long distances to celebrate.
Absolutely, absolutely. Tivoli Fest is kind of a festival that a lot of people treat as their yearly vacation. They'll travel from almost every state in the union, and then we also get every once in a while, and I can't say the numbers on this, but we get quite a few people from Denmark that'll travel over here to see Tivoli Fest. We've had people from all over the world come and visit us on Memorial Day weekend. So it's kind of fun to get to showcase our community and have people enjoy it with us.
Well, and I know you have a regular group of folks that get together to help put all these things together. How long does it take to do all this?
We've been meeting since, I think, February. We started maybe in February, started planning, the early planning stages, and we meet once a week. We got a bunch of subcommittees, and that's who really does all the heavy lifting. I just kind of listen to them, tell me what they're up to, and then I make sure to do whatever they tell me to do. So that's my kind of being in charge anyway. So they've been doing this for several years, and they do a great job. They work really hard at it.
Well, that's always the goal in something like this, is if folks come by on the day of the event and they think that things just ran so smoothly and everything went well, they don't realize all that goes in behind the scenes to make that happen.
No, they don't. And that's another testament to how well and how well planned each event is, and how much time and care goes into this.
Absolutely. Hey, who's the royalty this year?
The royalty is we got Jim and Verna Sporlater from Elkhorn. They're the king and queen this year. And the prince and princess are McKenna Yates and Jason Kilworth, and they're both five. They go to school here in Elkhorn.
Great. So some good folks up front and who've very much earned the distinction of being part of that parade and being out there in front. Now, the parade gets underway at what, 11 o'clock?
11 o'clock. We start the parade. We're going to have a flyover, and then we'll have the parade. We got all kinds of different floats and fire departments and high school bands, all kinds of stuff going on this year for the parade.
Okay. No need to sign up ahead of time?
You probably want to contact Michelle Jens at the METC if you want to get a sign-up sheet, but I think they are also taking walk-ups.
Okay. Now, I know for some of the events and activities that there is sign-up required so they can prepare for some of those things. Can they find those sign-up sheets on the web?
Yeah, well, that's also on the website. You want to go to danishvillages.com, and they'll have any kind of sign-up or contact information that you're going to want to get to join our parade, and there is still plenty of time if you want to be a parade participant or a food vendor or an antique vendor. We'll be more than happy to include you in Tivoli Fest.
Okay, so watch all those deadlines and things. Make sure you get after it here soon so you can be a part of it. Steve, what's your favorite part of Tivoli Fest?
You know, I got to say the parade is pretty great, but I'm an Evelskiver guy. I really like the Evelskiver feed. I think that's a lot of fun because you don't see that many people eating round or little ball pancakes that often. So that's probably my favorite from going way back.
Do you throw them back to the person who made them if they're soft inside?
Well, you know, that's just the extra cream filling that you gotta enjoy.
It's a Danish Twinkie.
Yeah, exactly. It's the earliest form of the Twinkie.
There you go. So. Very good. Well, always a good time, and I know a lot of folks come and enjoy Tivoli Fest, and boy, I hope the weather stays nice, too. We've had a good run of weather here, and we hope it continues here for the celebration in the Danish villages. That's coming up this Saturday and Sunday, May 26th and 27th, in the Danish villages, Tivoli Fest 2012. I hope a lot of folks come on by to enjoy a lot of what the Danish culture has to offer. Steve, thanks a lot for your time. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Jim. You have a good day.